Did you ever wonder if you should have changed your scripture when you were doing a stewardship on resources and you come across this parable and you go, Well, we're going to talk a little bit about a generous God, because that's what this parable really is about a generous God. And I know that all of you have been to the stores lately, and you know Christmas is coming because the decorations are already up. And you're thinking, here we won't get to talk about Christmas, but we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas. Because one of my favorite Christmas movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And in It's a Wonderful Life, we see a very generous man by the name of George. And we get to watch his whole life unfold as he makes choices for the people he loves, for the community he loves. And his generosity continues to expand into that community in ways they don't really know until that time when things go all wrong for him. Completely wrong, to the point that he is so devastated that he's about ready to commit suicide. And an angel comes in, God interferes and begins to show him what would happen had he never existed in the world. And when George comes back from that journey and gets back home to his family, he sees that community that he has helped, who have nurtured and grown from what he has done, provide all that he needs to restore his business. Because he was a generous, maybe not landowner, but he was someone who had the welfare of the community in mind, who they had to come to receive loans for businesses. He provided that generosity. He didn't care who the person was that he gave the money to. He cared about who they were so that they could grow. And that love and generosity came back upon him that Christmas day. And we all know that a bell rang and an angel got his wings. Generosity and God's generosity is sometimes hard for us to understand. And Jesus didn't make it easy in this parable either. Because I want to know how many of you immediately resonated with that worker who was grumbling because you'd worked all day and the one that came in late got the same amount of money. How many of you were right there and wanted to grumble with them? That's sort of where we tend to be in this particular parable. We want to be the worker who worked all day. We don't want to be the one who stood on the street corner all day long hoping someone would come and find us so we could work. We don't want to be the one on the street corner who was thinking, it's nearly sunset and I've got to go home and tell my wife I didn't work, I didn't get my daily wage, I can't buy the milk and the meat and what we need for dinner. We don't want to be that one. We want to be the one who's managed to get the job and work all day long and work hard, that good work ethic. That's who we want to be. But we could be any of those who are standing on that street corner. We could be the one at the beginning who got the job right away because we were dressed appropriately and looked like we were fit for the part of pulling grapes. We could be the one at 9 o'clock. We could be the one at noon or 3. We could be any of them. We could be the 5 o'clock one who was worried they'd never get a job. Do we ever see ourselves as the landowner? Do we ever see ourselves as the one who would go and recruit for the kingdom? Do we ever see ourselves as the one who keeps gathering people in so that God's kingdom can grow? Do we see ourselves as that landowner? Or do we think that that might not be the role that Jesus wanted us to think about? That we often think, well, that's God, so we can't be God. But if we're about building the kingdom, that maybe we are co-owners of the kingdom of God with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God the Father, that we are part of this process. So we here on earth, our job isn't just to go out at the beginning of the day and get people. Our job is to get people all day long. Because the kingdom of God, God wants everyone in it. God doesn't see any one of us unworthy of being in the kingdom. Or maybe God's calling you to be the manager in this story. Have you ever noticed there's a manager in this story? That's the one who works the community, who makes sure those workers that you pulled in are actually pulling their load, that are pulling the grapes, that they know their job of collecting the vats of, I always wanted to be the grape stomper, but they don't talk about the grape stompers in here. But, you know, that everyone's doing their job. And that manager even knew what God wanted, what the landowner wanted him to do, which was to give everybody the same. A generous God. God is generous with grace and with love. And what he wants, as Jesus is telling the story, he's telling it to his disciples as well as everyone gathered around. He's telling them to remind them and to remind us that grace is grace. No one gets a bigger pot of grace. No one gets a bigger pot of love. That whether you came in first through kindergarten and you started as a babe here and made it all the way through and were always in a loving relationship with God, you don't have more grace and love than the one who walks in our door maybe the hour before they die. We all get the same grace. We all get the same love. Our task, that's why I wanted you to think about being the landowner. Our task is to go and find those who are desperate for the message of salvation. Our task is to find the people who need to know that they are loved. Our task is to be generous with God's love, to be generous by sharing God's grace and the witness of the story of God's love for that person. But we can't do it alone. We have got to do it under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. We have a God who's a God of generosity as well as justice. If you paid attention to the story, when he spoke to those grumbling workers who came in at the early hour, he said, "Didn't I do what I said I would do? Didn't I keep my word? You have nothing to come against me for. I have done justly with you because I promised you a day's wage. You worked a day, you got a day's wage. I kept my word." And we as brothers and sisters in Christ have this struggle, don't we, with justice and grace. We want justice for the other and we want grace for ourselves. And God is saying, "I am a God of both," and holding them in tension is difficult. So generosity. Generosity is about our resources. How do we use our resources in a way that is graceful, but also in a way that is just? And I think sometimes when we come across stewardship campaigns in a church, especially, you know, we hear, "Oh no, it's stewardship campaign time. Oh no, those cards are going in the bulletin. They're going to ask me these questions. They're going to demand something of me." And our hearts get a little cold because we think, well, God is all about love and joy and grace and comfort. What is this thing about money? So we get to that place in stewardship campaigns when we want not to hear that maybe we have to look at how we hold on to our funds and how we may make a critical, judgmental call about how the church uses our funds. So we move to, is it just or unjust? Is the church doing right or wrong? And we want to make judgments rather than step into God's grace and generosity. God's mission of mercy, God's mission of justice, cannot happen in this world without the use of funds. We can't have lights. We can't have music. Okay, we can't have heat or air conditioning. The building will fall apart if we don't have funds to uphold that. When we talk about UMCOR going wherever, we mention the disasters where UMCOR goes and meets the needs. UMCOR can't do that without the funds to make it happen. A men's shelter can't function without the funds to make it happen. ACTS can't feed people without the funds to make it happen. Schools can't have education without the funds to make it happen. When we talk about God as a generous God, as a God who's the landowner, who looks for the workers in the field still need to be paid. The workers in the field still have families that need to be fed. And the field, the cost, those of you who farm know how much it costs to run a farm and put seed in and put and harvest and care for and take care of those weeds and rodents. All of the things that cost for the world to move forward into God's kingdom. So what does it mean to be just and to be generous? Because stewardship campaigns always hit us somewhere in that, I'm supposed to give 10%. I don't want to give 10%. If I give 10%, I can't do this. I can't feed this person. And we get into that place where we become eye-focused instead of other-focused. God says to give with a grateful heart. God doesn't want us to give beyond what we can afford. But God does want us to give first fruits. God wants us to be generous in our hearts, in our lives, with our time, with our treasure, with our talent, with our witness, everything that we can point the world to God. We are the laborers in the vineyard, but we're also the manager, and we're also the landowner. Each of us at some point finds ourselves in this story, either the one in need of God's grace so desperately at that 11th hour, or the one who knew God's grace from the moment we were born. But God's kingdom can't grow without us proclaiming that word, without us working that kingdom, and without us being generous with who God created us to be and with what resources God created for us to have. So on this Sunday, I want us to be in prayer over how God is using this body at Plank Chapel, how God can use us individually, and what we can offer back to God so that God's kingdom can grow. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.